Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Kuf Vav, the 13th Perek, Hari Ala Isaron. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, a braisa elaborates on the Malchokas taught in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amav Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Isronim, but cannot recall the amount and established that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single Mincha consisting of 60 Isronim, thus covering every possibility. Revi says he must bring all possible menachos from 1 Isron to 60, totaling 1,830 Isronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of four explanations of their machokas. But mutu hachnis chun l'azara kamufigei. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring chun into the azara. He assumes it's forbidden to mix a mandatory mincha with a nedava. Rebbe prohibits bringing chun into the azara, so bringing a single mincha is not an option. Rather, he must bring 60 separate menachos ranging from 1 Isron to 60, stipulating that the correct amount should be for his neder, and the others should be nedavos. The Rabbanan hold he can bring 60 Isronim and 1 Kli, and stipulate that whatever amount he vowed is his mincha, and the surplus flour should remain chulin. Point number two, Rabba says all Tanaim prohibit bringing chulin into the Azara. Rather, b'mutu la'arif chobu b'nadava kamufige. They're arguing whether it's permitted to mix a mandatory mincha with a voluntary one, meaning a prior neder with a nadava. The Rabban permitted, so he may bring a single mincha of 60 Isronim and stipulate that any amount beyond his original nether should be for nedava. Rebbe prohibits mixing the nether with the nedava, so he must bring 60 separate menachos. In the Rabban's method, he must perform kamitsa twice, once for the nether and once for the nedava. To ensure each kometz does not include any flour from the wrong mincha, he stipulates that whatever comes into his hand for the first kometz should be sanctified for the nether, and all the flour of the second kometz should be for the nedava. The Gemara then objects that burning both kometzim should be problematic since all 60 isronos may be needed for the neder, and the other kometz being burned is actually shirayim. The Gemara answers, Demastikuhu Shem Eitzim, that he burns the second kometz for the sake of firewood, because Rebbe Eliezer darshans that although it's forbidden to offer shirayim on the mizbeach, that is only for reach nichoach, meaning as a hakrava, but not as firewood. And point number three, the next mission states, the one who says, Hori alai eitzim, it's hereby upon me to bring wood for the mizbeach, or yipchos mishnei gzirin. He may not bring less than two blocks of wood. If he pledged to bring lavona, he must bring at least a kometz. The mission details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper. If he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal, but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, Hori alai niskavanti, I did not intend this much. In a braisa, the Tanna Kamma darshins, shemiznadvin eitzim, that we may donate wood as an offering, which requires shnei gezirim. Another pasuk also mentions carbon eitzim, an offering of wood. Rebbe says that a wood offering is a carbon mincha, utu'unin melach utu'unin hagasha, and they require salting and require bringing close to the mizbeach like every mincha. Rav adds that according to Rebbe, the wood of such an offering require kamitza. Rav Papa adds that according to Rebbe, Eitzim Srichim Eitzim, the wood of this offering, requires other wood to burn them, like every mincha. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa elaborates on the Malchokas taught in the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Dalet Amav Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Isronim, but cannot recall the amount and established that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single mincha, consisting of 60 Isronim, thus covering every possibility. Revi says he must bring all possible menachos from 1 Isron to 60, totaling 1,830 Isronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of four explanations of their machokas, but mutu hachnis chun l'azara kamufige. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring chun into the azara. He assumes it's forbidden to mix a mandatory mincha with a nedava. Rebbe prohibits bringing chun into the azara, so bringing a single mincha is not an option. Rather, he must bring 60 separate menachos ranging from 1 Isron to 60, stipulating that the correct amount should be for his neder, and the others should be nedavos. The Rabbanan hold he can bring 60 Isronim and 1 Kli, and stipulate that whatever amount he vowed is his mincha, and the surplus flour should remain chulin. Point number two, Rabba says all Tanaim prohibit bringing chulin into the Azara. Rather, b'mutu la'arif chobu b'nedava kamufigei. They're arguing whether it's permitted to mix a mandatory mincha with a voluntary one, meaning a prior neder with a nedava. The Rabban permitted, so he may bring a single mincha of 60 Isronim and stipulate that any amount beyond his original neder should be for nedava. Rebbe prohibits mixing the neder with the nedava, so he must bring 60 separate menachos. In the Rabban's method, he must perform kamitsa twice, once for the neder and once for the nedava. To ensure each kometz does not include any flour from the wrong mincha, he stipulates that whatever comes into his hand for the first kometz should be sanctified for the neder, and all the flour of the second kometz should be for the nedava. The Gemara then objects that burning both kamatzim should be problematic since all 60 isronos may be needed for the neder, and the other kometz being burned is actually shirayim. The Gemara answers, "Demastiklu shema etzim," that he burns the second kometz for the sake of firewood, because Rebbe Eliezer darshans that although it's forbidden to offer shirayim on the mizbeach, that is only for reach nichoach, meaning as a hakrava, but not as firewood. And point number three, the next mission states, the one who says, Hori alai etzim, it's hereby upon me to bring wood for the mizbeach, or yipchos mishnei gzirin. He may not bring less than 2 blocks of wood. If he pledged to bring lavona, he must bring at least a kometz. The mishnah details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper. If he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal, but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, lo kavanti, I did not intend this much. In a brisa, the Tanakhama darshans, shemiznadvin etzim, that we may donate wood as an offering, which requires shnei gezirim. Another pasuk also mentions carbon etzim, an offering of wood. Rebbe says that a wood offering is a carbon mincha, utu'unin melech utu'unin hagasha, and they require salting and require bringing close to the mizbeach like every mincha. Rav adds that according to Rebbe, the wood of such an offering require kamitza. Rav Papa adds that according to Rebbe, etzim srichim etzim, the wood of this offering requires other wood to burn them like every mincha. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Fromson from London, as well as from Jacob Selesny from Herzliya. They both suggest that the Kuf Vav is a tight rope walker walking a fine line, a kuf, a fine line. So here goes. The tight rope walker, in the midst of bringing 60 different size menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tight rope walker on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and pointing to a big pile of coins shouted, I did not intend this much. Once again, slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must more in duff, kuvav, walking a fine line, kuv. The tightrope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, which reminds us, our Bryce elaborates on the Machlokas taught in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Yisronim, but cannot recall the amount and establish that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single Mincha consisting of 60 Yisronim, thus covering every possibility. Rebbe says he must bring all possible Menachos from one Yisron to 60, totaling 1,830 Yisronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of 4 explanations of their Machlokas, but Mutu Hachnis Chun Azara Kamufike. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring Chulin into the Azara. So the tightrope walker, in the midst of bringing 60 different sized Menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walker on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedav, which reminds us, Gemara brings a second explanation for the Machlokas. They argue whether it's mutter la'arav chove b'nedava, whether it's mutter to mix a minchas neder with a minchas nedava. So the tightrope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and pointing to a big pile of coins shouted, I did not intend this much. Which reminds us, the Mishnah details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper, if he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much until he can say, I didn't intend this much. So once again, the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and pointing to a big pile of coins shouted, I did not intend this much. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochun, even though the Zrika could have been done, he hid it in a cave. Cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochun, even though the Zrika could have been done, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the potential for Zrika is considered a Shasa kosher for Tumah. So when the Kohen heard that his pigo meat was not susceptible to Tumas HaOchlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, he hid it in the cave because the potential for Zerika did take off the Isser Mi'ila, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua says, that any carbon which had a Shas Heter, a moment of permissibility to Kohanim, before becoming invalidated is no longer subject to Mi'ila because it's no longer Kadshi Hashem. Ravashi explains that Mi'ila depends on the carbon's Kedusha or lack of Kedusha. Once its Kedusha leaves, being fit for Zerika, it can never return. So when the Kohen heard that his pigo meat was not susceptible to Tumas HaOchlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, he hid it in a cave because the potential for Zerika did take off the Isser Mi'ila, right next to some meat from a Parah Aduma which was considered burnt, but still Mekabel Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh, which reminds us, Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omed Lisrov as food for Tumah, such as in the case of a Parah Aduma. Daf Kuf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The Kugel Chef, that must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley, that he must bring one from wheat, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the one who says, Harilayu mincha mina sa'orim, it's hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, yavi mina chitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah can go according to Beis Shammai, who holds, Tfos Lashem Rishon, give primacy to the first phrase, and can also go according to Beis Hillel in the case where one said that if he had known it was improper mincha, he would have pledged a proper one. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his megakugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli, but if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. Rabbi Shimon explains, Achishim yachon lubawel, until 60 isronos, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They asked him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed, but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the sages' measurements are so, meaning they're precise. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley, then he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his megakugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'kevesbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explained that a netter of 61 isronos must be divided into two kelim because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, Imul Balal Kusher, if he didn't mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, Kol Rui Labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, in Bila Ma'akevasbo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. But Kol Shein Rui Labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, Bila Ma'akevasbo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Daf Kuf Dalad, so the Simran Daf Kuf Dalad is code. So here goes. The Kohen codebreaker, code. That must be on Daf Kuf Dalad. The Kohen codebreaker, who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code, was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, which reminds us, we learned that one may donate 3, 4, 6 Lugin or more as wine for Nesachim, because those are the amounts which are brought with the carbon. The question is, if Yesh Kevel Nesachim, is there a fixing for Nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of Lugin fixed to be brought as one offering, or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 Lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for Nesachim, then if a Nesachim donated nation is not fixed, he would remove and offer for them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, which is the law for surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a 6th is added to them. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas if one may donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term Nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The pasuk says when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbonis. He explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Mi darchu lahavi mincha," whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Mala ani alav ki ilo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. Daf Kuf Hey. So the Siman Daf Kuf Hey is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. Hacker. That must be more on Daf Kuf Hey. The hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha source card when someone entered an unspecified mincha. Which reminds us, according to Yehuda, when someone says an unspecified mincha, it's a mincha solas, which is miyuchedas. He considers it unique because leisle shem levaya, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the pasuk simply calls it a mincha in contrast to other menachos. So the hacker was programming the computer to print the mincha souls card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikim, which reminds us, the first mission of the 13th parak taught that if one specified one of the five types of menachos, but couldn't remember which, he must bring all five types. Rabbi Yirmi says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rekikim. He doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rekikin and chalos, all rekikin, non-rekikin, one chal, 8 rekikin and 2 chalos, and so on. Adding the other three types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not 5. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only 5 menachos are necessary because he holds maisu masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. So the hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha souls card when someone entered an unspecified mincha received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin, and even won the bonus for explaining he had to do kamitza on them. Which reminds us, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kamitza on such menachos. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn? Koshe in Rula Bila Bila Ma'akevas Bo. That's on Duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss possible days the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim can be eaten since baking is not Dochi Yantav or Shabbos? That's on Duff. Kuf.
Good.
Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that if one pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, I did not intend this much? That's on Daf. Kufbav.
Good.
Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that the rabbis are very precise, knowing that 60 isronos of flour can be mixed with oil, but not 61 isronos? That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel.
Good.
Number 5. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says there are 3 loving for forgetting one's Torah? He shamer, pen, ushmor. That's on daf. Tzadi Tez.
Good.
Number 6. Which daf do you discuss if the Klei Sharis or the Shulchan are Makadosh Shulob Zmanan and if Laila is considered Mechuser Zman? That's on daf. Kuf.
Good.
Number 7. Which daf do we machok is whether it's mutter to mix a minchas neder with a minchas nedava? That's on daf. Kuvav.
Good.
Number 8. Which daf do we learn the Rabbi Shimon holds called omen lipados kefadui dami? Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. That's on daf. Kufalaf.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do machokas if an unknown number of isronos may be brought together or as 60 menachos? That's on daf. Kuvav.
Good.
Number 10. Which daf do we learn according to Rabbi Yehuda, an unspecified mincha is a mincha solus, which is miyuchedas? That's on daf. Kufhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.